in the towards the end of the 8th para and also the beginning of the 9th para, all the kissas of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were mentioned. For example, the kissa of Shuaib alayhi salam, the kissa of the people of Samud, Ad, Lut alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in detail how every respective Nabi worked on the followers, guided them, and told them with regards to the benefits of making the ibadat of Allah, obeying the commandments of Allah, as well as the consequences of failing to take heed to the warnings that were given to them when they had failed to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every one were destroyed by a certain punishment. And in one ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah mentioned, وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, that Allah did not do them any wrong, but they themselves had wronged themselves. And فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا, and because of the sins, that is why they were taken to task. And in another verse, Allah mentioned, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ, that because of the sins, we seized them and we took them to task and we destroyed them. So this was the benefit of this, and the reason was to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are engaged in an effort of da'wat and they will face all types of obstacles. People will listen, some people will not listen. So do not lose heart. The previous people were also destroying on account of them not listening to their respective Nabis. In this one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, the second page, Allah mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّضَرَّعُونَ. Allah says, we do not send any messenger in any town except that we seize them and we tested them with regards to difficulties, adversities, whether it was financial difficulties, bodily health, whatever it may be. What was the reason behind this? This was a test put forward to them. لَأَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ. So these people become humble and become turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time making sabr and persevering. And this is the means of them turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, when they failed this test, Allah put another test. ثُمَّ بَدَّلَّ مَا كَانَ سَيَّةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, that when we change the condition of those people who are afflicted with evil with good, حَتَّى عَفَوْا, until they prospered. وَقَالُوا قَدْ مَسَّ آبَاءَنَا الضَّرَّاءُ وَالسَّرَّاءُ, and then what did these people say? Instead of turning to Allah and becoming grateful for the bounties and ni'mats of Allah, they said that this is a natural phenomena, that good conditions will come, bad conditions will come. This is part of life. And فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Allah says, we seize them and destroy them all of a sudden, and they not even perceive this. So in the second condition, they did not make shukr. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, very strange and astonishing are the affairs of the believer, that if any difficulty comes upon him, then he makes sabr. If good qualities come upon, good conditions come, he makes shukr. So this is the two pathways of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sometimes sabr, sometimes shukr. So this is something very, very important. Thereafter Allah continues, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَّحْنَا عَلِيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ مِمَا كَانَ يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah mentioned that if the people of the town had belief, brought iman, and secondly, وَاتَّقَوْا, that they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, all of us seed of year, we can say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with iman. So only the second quality that we need to work on is taqwa. And what will happen? Allah says, لَفَتَحْنَا, indeed, we will open for them, not barakah, but barakat, countless blessings from the heavens and the earth. So this is one way of gaining barakah, that you don't have to invite any buzruq to come to your house, but bring sunnah into your house, adopt the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obey the commands of Allah, stay from gunas, automatically barakah will come. And yeah, what is barakah? The ulama explained, one is quantity, that quantity increases, like how so many mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with little water, this water example in a small container, this suffices for the entire army to make wudu, etc. Somebody one bowl of milk that entire ashab as-suffa drank from, and so many miracles are mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second aspect of barakah is that something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah, the blessings of it accrue tremendously. For example, a person will accomplish certain duties, certain tasks in maybe one day, and it will take others maybe 3-4 days to accomplish the same task. So Allah put barakah in the time as well. Barakah in one wealth, barakah in time, all different aspects. Even in barakah in ibadat as well. He's mentioned Hazrat Shah Ismail Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. On one occasion he told a certain person that if a person has genuine love of the Quran al-Kareem, then Allah will make it possible for him to finish a khatam of the Quran al-Kareem between the Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. So this person understood that this was a karamat, this was a gift that Hazrat Shah Ismail Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali could accomplish. So he said, Hazrat, can you prove it to us? So he said, no problem. And he told everyone gathered at Jamnu Rida. And then everyone gathered, he opened the Quran al-Kareem, started reciting, and just before he started from Alhamdu, and just before Maghrib Salah, he terminated, Walkul A'udhu Rabbin Nas. So yeah, if person might think this is something far-fetched, but barakah in ibadat as well. So many with regards to business dealings, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that when two people, the buyer and sell, they speak the truth, and they disclose any defects that are found in that product, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Burika lahuma, barakat will be given to them. But on the other hand, when the buyer and seller, they are engaged, and either one of them speak lies, and they conceal the defect in that article, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, yes, they will gain profit, but that the barakat will disappear from that transaction. So this is something very, very important, that barakah a person can get. Mawla Ahmad Latsa Rahmat Barakatu says, barakah can be likened to a rubber band or elastic. It looks very, very small, but it can stretch. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in full details the kissa of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Obviously we cannot make tarjuma of every ayat, so briefly what we'll mention the synopsis of the kissa of Musa alayhi salam. When he told Fir'aun that, oh Fir'aun, I am a Rasul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why don't you send the Bani Israel with me? They were persecuted at the hands of the Copts, the Egyptians, the Canaans, and the Bani Israel complained to Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam interceded on their behalf, etc. And then Musa alayhi salam invites Fir'aun towards the deen of Islam, and he displays certain miracles. For example, he cast his asa down, and he changed into a huge serpent. And then when he put his hands under his armpits, when he removed it, it shone very, very brightly. So Musa Fir'aun said that this is Jadu, and then he summoned the length and breadth of the country. He called all the Jadugars, the sorcerers, the magicians to challenge Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And when the time came, the appointed time came, then these people, they did what they wanted to do, what we call mesmerism, and they did certain things, and then after it was the turn of the Musa alayhi salam to display his miracle. Wa awhayna ila Musa an alqi asaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we inspired and we told Musa alayhi salam that cast your asa down, and then it turned into a huge serpent and devoured all the dead serpents. فَوَقَالَ الْحَقُّ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ وَانْقَلَبُوا صَاغِرِينَ. When the jadugas, the sorcerers, saw this, then they were compelled to go into sajda. That وَأُلْكِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. They went into sajda and they said, oh Allah, we bring iman on the Rabb of all the verses of universe, the Rabb of Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. According to some ulama, they mentioned that these sorcerers mockingly, they donned the dress and apparel of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. But Allah loved that action so much, even though they had mockingly, they wore the dress of the Ambiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah loved it so much that He decided to give them hidayat, and all of them accepted Islam and brought iman. And also, the Fir'aun punished them, and it is mentioned he killed all of them. And Hazrat Qatada rahmatullah, he said a very beautiful, mentioned a beautiful thing. He said these people came in the morning as sorcerers, and in the evenings they were all shaheeds and died as believers. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that all the punishments that were given to the people of Fir'aun. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِسِنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. That we had seized the people of Fir'aun with qahat sali, that is famine or drought and shortage in regards to the produce, so that they can take heed. These punishments were not there to cause them inconvenience in any way, but was there for them to turn to Allah and to take heed. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in detail that what was it? فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلِهُ تُفَانِ. Different types of punishment. Allah said, we send upon them floods, wal-jarad, and locusts, wal-qummala, lice or ticks, wal-dhafadiya, frogs, wal-dama ayat min fas-salat, and blood, which were clear signs. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. But they adopted the attitude of prying, and they were sinners. And thereafter, also it is mentioned in the tafsir, power and miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever punishment were given to the Qabs, to the Kan'an, this did not afflict the Bani Israel. That all these punishments that were mentioned over here, even though they were neighbors, but whoever were the Kan'ans, this were afflicted to them and not the Bani Israel. To such an extent, even with regards to the blood, that if both of them sat on one dastarkhan, and it was one jug of water, and if the jug had to be poured into the Kan'an's cup, then that water changed into blood. The very same water from the jug had to put in the Bani Israel's cup, that was clear water for him. So this was the miracle of Allah, and his qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْزَ. And whenever they came and were afflicted with this, they told, they made dua to Musa, they asked or invoked Musa alayhi salam, that O Musa alayhi salam, invoke on your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he removes his punishment. And whenever the punishment was removed, they went back to the old habits and engaged in the masiyat and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had drowned them and got rid of them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the kisah of Musa alayhi salam when he went to Mount Tur and he spent 40 nights over there receiving the Torah. And then after that he requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْنِ. Oh Allah, my desire is that you, I want to see you, I want to look at you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O Musa, you are not able to see me, but look at a certain mountain. If it stays and remains on its place, then very soon you will see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. Thereafter, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested his one tajalli, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading his ayat, and he took his thumb and put it on his small finger, and he said, this much of tajalli, so little, it was put on a mountain. What happened? جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا. That it caused this mountain to be broken into smitherings, into pieces. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَائِقًا. And Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. فَلَمَّ أَفَاقْ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And when he regained consciousness, he said, Oh Allah, I declare your purity, and I am the one who, the very first who believes. That this was the tajalli and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that caused Musa alayhi salam to become unconscious. So in this world we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but one of the greatest ni'mat and bounty of Jannah will be the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mushahada, and a person will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the veils of nur will be removed, and a person will only be awestruck, he will only look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at his tajalli and his nur, etc. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the many ayats with regards to the disobedience of the Bani Israel. So many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them, but they were very, very ungrateful to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that recite to them the story and tell them the story of that person, atina wa ayatina, whom we have granted our signs. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. But he withdrew from the signs. فأتبعه الشيطان and شيطان pursued him فكان من الغاوين and he became of those people who had turned away and became very very disobedient. So what is the kissa? It is mentioned a person by the name of Bal'am bin Ba'ura. He was a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was a pious person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the words of the Ismi Zat. Ismi Zat are those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person had to take it, then immediately the du'as are accepted. So now the background of this verse is, when Musa alayhi salam told the Bani Israel, go attack the Jabbarin, go wage war against them. So they were very, very frightened, the Jabbarin, and knowing that that Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah's help is with him. So they came to Bal'am bin Ba'ura, requested him that why don't you curse Musa alayhi salam and we will become victorious. He said this is something which is impossible. And they insisted. So he said, I will think about it and make a istikhara. And in his dream he was shown and he said, never ever even think about it. So after some time these people brought some gifts. And some narration mentioned that through his wife, they told the wife that influence your husband to accept these gifts. And because the influence of the wife, now this Bal'am Ba'ura accepted the gifts. And thereafter, he started making baddua against Musa alayhi salam. But to the contrary, he could not even mention that baddua against the name of Musa alayhi salam. And he started taking the names of the Jabbarin. So the people asked, what is wrong with you? Why are you cursing us? He said, what can I say? That my tongue is caught up. I cannot even mention Musa alayhi salam's name. And whatever I'm mentioning is going to boomerang against you. And true to the words, these people were destroyed. But before that, Bal'am bin Ba'ura said, there is only one way you can become victorious over them. And what is that? That is why Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has mentioned in this Islahi, the Ruh Bikimimari or Unke Ilaj, that the whole kissa of Bal'am bin Ba'ura, and then he brings the point of the beautiful woman, where Bal'am bin Ba'ura tells the people that adorn your beautiful woman, put them on the streets, and if anyone comes near close to them, because they are waging war, they are far away from their homes, and they want to fulfill their desires, and tell your woman folk not to refuse. So in this way, they work this way out, they beautified the woman and put him on the streets, and unfortunately these people got caught up in zina, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted a plague upon them, and they were destroyed, 70,000 of them. Thereafter they made tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the tawbah from them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this Bal'am bin Ba'ura, what was his end result? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he was like a dog. In tahmil yalhath or tatruku yalhath. That if you're like a dog, when you chase it, it still lolls and extends his tongue outside. It becomes suspended and it hangs towards his chest. That even if you chase it or leave it alone, it will pan. This is one the qualities of the dog. Unlike other animals and unlike human beings, that we inhale very easily and exhale very easily, the dog is different to this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, became like a dog. أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَالتَّبَاهَوَاهُ. He clung to the earth and he followed his desires. And this was his end result, the destruction of Bal'am bin Ba'ura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentioned with regards to ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful names, and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his names. Like alhamdulillah after the Zuhr Salam, where it is mentioned, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى and إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى. That if a person has to be Allah has to be asked through these names, Allah will grant. وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ. And if dua is made, invoked through these names, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond. Like our Shaykh Tawbah Barakatuh say, if a person holds up his hands, his begging bowls, one hand, the right hand, if a person sees in Arabic, you'll see the number 18, 18, and the other hand, you'll see 81, 81, and added both, it'll come to 99. In other words, Allah has given us a keyboard, the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifat. Whatever button you press, that will manifest itself. Like yesterday it was mentioned in Islahi Akhlaq, that a person should ought to recite this, Ya Halimu, Ya Karimu, Ya Was, Ya Al-Maghfira. Oh, that being who is clement and who is forbearing and who is very, very noble and the very vast in forgiveness. So a person who is reciting this very, very often, then sifat will come in a person, good akhlaq will come in a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be able to even forgive that person. And these beautiful names a person should try and memorize in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Allah has 99 beautiful names. Whoever, man ahsaha, whoever commits it to memory, this person inshallah will enter into Jannah. Allah give us the tawfiq of memorizing inshallah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to one ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, that khudil afwa wa'mur bil urf wa'adin anil jahilin, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold on to forgiveness, overlook the people's faults, wa'mur bil urf, and command good, wa'arid anin jahideen, and turn away from the ignorant people. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, times will come in your life where people will cause you harm, cause you taklif, but show your good akhlaq, that overlook the faults, but don't remain contented. Command, see what is the truth, and leave it as that. Sometimes a person, he wants to force down his point. That is not necessary. The whatever has to be said, has to be said. Whether that person accept it or don't accept it, your duty has been done. So, command to good. And if the person wants to now act ignorant towards you, and he wants to become very abusive towards you, and engage in altercation, and futile arguing, etc., then turn away from such people. It is mentioned of a kissa of a yam. There was a person by the name of Ubaidah, and he came and settled by his nephew who was by the name of Hurra bin Qais. He was a very learned person, very pious person. And this was during the khilaf of Umar radiallahu anhu. So this person requested his nephew that make an appointment with Umar radiallahu anhu. So the nephew spoke to Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu agreed. So when this person got the opportunity, immediately he started raising his voice and he started scolding Umar radiallahu anhu, you are unfair, you are unjust, you do not treat us well, everything. Naturally, Umar radiallahu anhu became enraged. And at that moment, Hurra bin Qais recited this verse of the Quran al-Kareem, that, O Umar, khuzil af, wa'mur bil urf, wa'adid alin jahilin. Immediately, Umar radiallahu anhu's anger subsided. That as Umar kana wafaqan in the kitabillah, that his heart is to mellow and melt at the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem. How effective was the ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the next verse, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, that when any urge and any temptations come from shaitan, then seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, very important note of here, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, wherever ayats were mentioned, for example, idfa billati ahsanu sayya, that repel evil with good, and showing good akhlaq, etc. At every ayat at the end, a person is asked to seek protection in Allah from shaitan. So what the point behind this is that whenever there is some altercation, any argument, then shaitan is over there. He wants to add fuel to the fire, and then he wants to prove someone is right, the other person is wrong, and this can lead to all types of problems. That is why on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw two people arguing, and then heated in an exchange of words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that I know if you kalima, if you recite it, and if you act upon it, then your anger will disappear. So one of them asked, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is that wazifa, what is that kalima? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. When this person recited it, immediately it had effect on him, and his anger disappeared. So this is something very, very important. And the next verse Allah mentioned with regards to taqwa, that those people who have taqwa, إِذَا مَسَّمْ طَائِفُنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, that any instigation comes from shaitan, then they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because it is mentioned in the hadith, when a person is unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan comes like a snout, like a mosquito puts his snout in the heart and inspires that heart with evil whisperings, etc. So a person who makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be safe from this. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions towards the end of this surah, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ, that how to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart, and even better together with the tongue. And if he raises his voice very slightly, ya dun al jahri min al qawl, means not very loudly that you disturb others, but very, very softly, like alhamdulillah it instructs in our khanka, that we raise our voice very, very slightly, that we ourselves can hear it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bil ghudu wal asal, do it in the morning, do it in the evening, and wala taqum min al ghafilin, and do not become of those who are very unmindful. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal mentioned a very, very important verse of the Quran al-Kareem, and great lessons are learned from this. But what is the verses? Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ati'u Allah wa rasulahu wa la tawallahu anhu antum tasma'un. O people of Iman, obey Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not turn away in this condition whilst you are listening. Ya, there are four types of listening. One is a person who listens, but just like how the saying goes, one from one ear to the eye goes out to the other ear. That in other words, he's not interested. He just heard some remark. So this is the kuffar. They don't want to hear. They have no intention of reforming themselves. The second type of listening is that a person listens. He understands, but he does not make amal on it. And neither he wants to believe, neither does he believe in it, neither does he want to make amal upon it. And this is the condition of the munafiqeen. They hear the ayats, they understand it, but they don't want to believe in it, neither do they want to make amal on it. Then the third category of those people who hear it, those people understand it, they believe in it, but they don't make amal. This is the condition of the sinful Muslims. And the fourth one is the greatest one and the highest one, that a person hears attentively and he understands, and thereafter he makes, he believes in it, testifies, and he trusts on it, and then he makes amal on it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many verses, in from ya till ya ilazina amnu stajibu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells mankind that, oh, why don't you listen? If you have to listen, you will not listen. If there was khair in you, in other words, if there was some goodness in you in accepting the truth, then the doors of acceptance will be open. The doors of marifat will open to you. وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ. But Allah knows what is the condition of the people. They will turn away. لَتَوَلَّوْا. And to emphasize, وَهُمْ مُؤْهِدُونَ. That they want to turn away. They don't want to take heed. So this was introduction, and what is now the verse that Allah wants to bring to our attention? Ya ayyuhallazina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. That O people of Iman, respond to the command of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he calls you to those things which will cause, bring life in you. What are those things will bring life? That is the Quran al-Kareem, the Iman, and the Nur of Iman, and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Allah says, indeed, understand, Allah comes between you and your heart, and you do not perceive this. Yeah, the ulama explained, there are two things here. That sometimes the person has a thought that the person wants to do good. And this in fact is a guess from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person wants to do something good, do not procrastinate, put it off till tomorrow. Immediately try and do it. Similarly with regards to tawbah, this is a guess Allah puts in the heart. Make sincere tawbah. Why lest some sickness overtakes a person, or even worse, death overtakes a person. And the second meaning is that this Allah is the control of the hearts. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dini. That the turn of the hearts, Allah can change it, turn it in whichever direction He wants. So this is something very, very important. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the fitnas that a person should fear, that will not afflict the wrongdoers especially and exclusively, that it will afflict everyone. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned someone asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنُهْلَكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ. Will we be destroyed even amongst us there are salihin, the pious people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثُ. Yes, when widespread guna is taking place, then those people who do not do amr bil ma'ruf and nahy al munkar, they also will be seized. And just to end up on hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Mishkat Sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that a certain town to be destroyed. So the malaika said, oh Allah, in that certain town, there is a very pious person. He did not disobey you even to equal to the winking of an eyelid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his malaika that go and destroy this person first. Why? When the disobedience of Allah was committed around him, no frown came on his face. Did not show any remorse. And he continued with his ibadah, etc. And he made mudahanat fi deen. He did not execute the command of Allah, amr al-ma'roof and nahy al-munkar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, destroy him as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many, many verses. And then Allah mentions, lastly, in tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. If you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have this taqwa, Allah will give you the furqan. What is that furqan? A discerning thing which can discern and distinguish right from wrong, haq from batil, ra'i from sins and good deeds. That Allah will give you the sharh sadr. A person will make a good decision and a person will be able to distinguish what is right from wrong. Allah give us this quality as well, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.